This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. This summer, KERA's education reporters are profiling folks making a difference in North Texas schools. We're calling them American graduate champions. Today, a woman who helps non-traditional students get through college. That can mean homeless kids, those who are in foster care or the military, or parents raising young children. Today, we spotlight a staffer at Texas Woman's University. When she entered school, she was nearly homeless herself. Sarah Madison grew up in Susanville, California. When she started college 100 miles away at Chico State, she just aged out of foster care and was practically homeless.
When I turned 18, my foster parents dropped me off in my college town and left. I didn't have anybody to go to. And then I was on my own since then.
Madison studied social work, got married, and now has two children, 4 and 7. She finished school in Texas, then got an advanced degree at TWU. Now, she works at the school, helping students who are in a lot of ways, just like she was. She advises them as they navigate complex college life they may know nothing about. Of more than 200 students she helped last semester, 55 were former foster care kids. Madison also helps run this school's monthly mobile food pantry with the North Texas Food Bank. Last week, the truck parked under tall shade trees on the TWU campus. Despite the soaring heat, fresh fruit and vegetables, all free, brought out several dozen people from Denton, including Stacy Richter.
Right now, my boyfriend and I, he is going to school at UNT. I'm the only one with a job, and it's part-time. Anytime I can get free produce, I'm going to do that. I'm expecting a baby in November.
Most who show up here for produce every month, says Madison, are not traditional TWU students. Often, they need more than just the food.
In Texas especially, 75%, that's a really rough estimate, end up out of foster care not knowing basic life skills, like how to cook, what consists of a healthy meal, what kind of items you'll even need to cook a meal.
Madison shares that information too because it matters. There's also more going on here. Healthy meals can contribute to healthy families like the one she wished for growing up. She moved to Texas because her husband and his expansive family live here.
So my husband's family, he is the youngest of 8. 6 of the 8 plus his mom are local. And we see them multiple times a week, but mainly we see them every single Sunday for family dinner, which is about 35 of us every Sunday.
With community help, Madison even prepared Thanksgiving dinner last year for TWU's students who'd aged out of foster care. Almost as soon as she earned her master's degree, she was hired by TWU's Amy O'Keefe. She's executive director of CARE, which stands for Campus Alliance for Resource Education. O'Keefe and Madison keep TWU true to its mission, according to Chancellor and President Karine Faton, who's also a member of KERA's board.
If you think about the disenfranchised groups that we have in our society, giving them a chance to earn a degree and be able to thrive is huge in the sense that now they have an opportunity to not become a statistic. This will not only change their lives, but the lives of their children and every generation after that.
TWU Vice President Monica Mendez-Grant says the school's record with O'Keefe and Madison speaks for itself.
When you look at students who are engaged in foster care, the success rate nationally is 3%. The success rate in the state of Texas is about 3%. But then when you look at students who are coming to school at TWU, our success rate is over 50%.
Proof, she says, that Sarah Madison is making a difference. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.